Voters approve state referendums to exclude non-citizens from voting. By Warner Todd Houston on November 6, 2024. Several states passed measures to bar non-citizens from voting as Donald Trump campaigned successfully for curbs on migration. Measures to stop non-citizens from voting appeared on ballots in 8 states. Measures that would place restrictions on deep blue municipalities that currently allow non-citizens to vote in local elections, according to The Washington Post. The paper adds that the measures have either already been accepted by the electorate or are about to pass once all the votes are counted in both North and South Carolina, Wisconsin, Idaho, Iowa, Kentucky, Missouri, and Oklahoma. The voting issue was not the only successful measure dealing with migration. In Arizona, Proposition 314 passed. It would make it a state crime, and not just a federal crime, to enter the state as an illegal alien. Arizona voters passed ballot measure to create state crime of entering illegally from Mexico and to criminalize using fake ID for employment or benefits. Jessica Vaughn, at Jessica_Sis, November 6, 2024. The Arizona measure would allow local and state law enforcement to arrest illegal aliens based on their immigration status. It is unlikely Proposition 314 will go into effect anytime soon, though, as the new law faces lawsuits by advocates for illegal migrants. It is also likely that the election measures passed in the 8 states above will face activists engaging in lawfare suits to try and stop them as well. Lawmakers were spurred to the measures in light of stories such as that from Michigan, where a Chinese citizen from the University of Michigan was arrested for illegally voting in the state's election. Still, even if illegals don't vote, their mere presence has already tilted our electoral system by the fact that the U.S. Census Bureau's count adds to a state's representation in Congress. Because of the way reapportionment and redistricting work, immigration, including illegal immigration, redistributes political power in Washington, Stephen Camerota, the Center for Immigration Studies Director of Research, said. This redistribution is directly proportional to the scale of legal and illegal immigration and exists independent of whether or how immigrants themselves vote. Far-left California, for instance, has 8 more seats than it should have thanks to these calculations based on population. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.